You hold in you that incredible nature, like the nature of water. Appreciate what the nature of water is. It is capable and can transform itself into vapor, called steam, gas. It can transform itself into almost a solid, like a rock, ice. It can transform itself into a powder, snow. And given the opportunity, it will always come back to what it is, liquid. That's where it lives. That's where it resides. It can become ice, melts, first opportunity, back to liquid. Vapor, condense, back to liquid. Flow, 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 and into that ocean, and done. When that water merges with the ocean, it doesn't lose its identity. That is its identity. And from that, it goes on a journey. And this journey begins with first being a vapor, becoming, condensing, becoming a cloud, and moving right along, and then falling down as rain. And in that journey, when it comes as rain, it will grow things, it will destroy things, it will change things, it will make things, it will freeze, it will be snow, it will melt, it will become a river, and it will come back to be what it is. This is your nature too. You go through all of these changes. Those are just part of it, but eventually, do you know what your nature is? Your nature, your real nature, is to be in peace. This is your real nature. Your real nature is to be content. Your real nature is to be in joy. That's your real nature. And you can go through all these journeys, but given the opportunity, this is what you want to come back to. This is where you will feel at home, because it is home. This is where you will feel complete, because it is complete. And that is what needs to take place. You need to let your true nature happen. This is what you ache for. This is what you want. And in all your efforts in the whole world, all the changes you make, it is to make that happen. But the question is it happening or not? Do understand that these are the things that I am talking about. I'm not talking about creating these things. I'm not talking about bringing this thing. I'm not talking about you changing. Do you get that? I'm not talking about you changing. Because you don't need to change. Because this is already inside of you. We're not talking about anything happening. is already inside of you. There are people who are afraid to change. Some people are, I'm too old to change. Some people are, I'm too young to change, because we're so good at excuses. So some people are too young to change, some people are too old to change, some people are too educated to change, some people are not educated enough to change, some people are not feeling like change. But I'm not talking about change. I'm not talking about changing your beliefs. This has nothing to do with beliefs. This has nothing to do, I'm not talking about you changing your religion. It has nothing to do with religion. So what does it have something to do with? You!